I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And Miss Nene, we should have a big cake. You know, we've done over 100 of these programs.
Isn't that something, LaVon? There's so much information out there in the food world that it is relatively easy to find topics about which to speak in our broadcasts.
And we keep learning. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody may ask a question, or we look at this and say, well, I wonder why this is done this way, or here's a new piece of information. And it pushes us to do more research.
It does. And that's the fun part of it for me. When we started this program, we wanted this to be a sounding board and a teaching board for communicating and teaching the domestic arts, or in this particular instance, the culinary arts. You are very gifted at cooking and gardening, and I like to bake and do a lot of baking, and I think we thought that it would be a great team to join together to help give out and dispense information to folks. So over 100 programs so far. So
yes,
good.
Yes. And we love it, of course, when people do ask questions, or often I see somebody in the grocery store and I say, I tried this, or, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. I want to try this, and you have other comments, whatever. So that's always fun to get those kind of reactions.
Yes. Or the dear lady who makes every recipe
yes.
that we put on the website. That's wonderful. We're so appreciative of that.
That's for sure. And she's often has some comments too. I see her on at least a monthly basis,
yes.
and it's always fun to hear her comments. And, you know, most of them she thinks are really, really good, but occasionally she goes, yeah, I might not use that mm-hmm. one again. But that's all a part of the experience.
Exactly. And what might be a good recipe and work well for you or me might not be for someone else, might be even just a super duper recipe for the other person. So that we're just only going by our individual preferences and what we think would be teaching tools and would be easy to do in the home.
And teaching tool, that's the other thing that we try. You know, it's one thing to give a recipe mm-hmm. and share, and that's fun. You know, people love to get recipes. Sometimes they don't even make them. They still love to get
yes,
them.
Yes, that's true.
Okay.
That's true.
Okay.
The collection.
Yes. But hopefully, almost all the time, we put something along with that mm-hmm. We've learned or that we think will help people. And
the meat of the things.
Yes.
The meat of the things. And reflecting on some of our past broadcasts, I like to go back and refer to one of those broadcasts we did earlier this year, and it was called Why Fluff the Flour? Why do it? What's the big deal about it? But unless you went through the experimentation and understood the importance of doing that and the benefits of doing it and how you do it, then it becomes more usable in your own mind, and you lock it in there, and can help you become a better cook and a mm-hmm. better baker, and hopefully to get those children involved in the process.
They certainly can fluff the flour, but mm-hmm. you know, and we appreciate that you did that experimenting, because probably most of the others of us are not going to do that kind of experimentation. So you do it in your kitchen. I mean, that's real stuff when you
yes,
do it
is.
In your kitchen
mm-hmm.
and share the outcome.
Yes, it is. I often refer to my food lab as my testing lab, and I always wanted to work in a food testing kitchen because I just thought there was so much to learn, and I'm curious about that kind of thing. As a scientist, I'm not a real true scientist, but I do love the science of food. And that is one of the joys for me, and then particularly being able to dispense that information to other folks.
And some of that science, you know, we've talked about some things are magic
mm-hmm.
and so on. And of course, there's a science behind that. But it is fun, and hopefully that's some of the fun for kids, too, to see that, oh, you know, this works, and this is, Miss Nene says, this is why it works.
Yes, yes, exactly. Well, you have had some really fun experiences and some favorite broadcasts, too.
Well, just because of a recent experience, I want to go back to, you know, we've talked about eggs a couple of times.
Yes.
And the classic way to cook eggs, and I've been saying, we never hard boil eggs. We should never hard, and people look at me kind of strangely because they've been boiling eggs for a long time, and they eat them, and they're okay. But the reason we've said that is usually because it's a protein, it can get tough
yes.
if it's boiled too much, and we get that little green ring.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And which can, we eat with our eyes first.
Right.
And so that can
right.
cause us to not want to even eat that
right.
egg.
Right. And it has often a little sulfur odor.
Yes.
It doesn't hurt us. I mean, it's fine to eat it, but it's just not the most pleasant kind of thing. So I'm just, in fact, I'd written a newspaper article, but the classic way, you know, starting with the cold water and taking it off the heat. It says, and in the process of doing that, I discovered from our Iowa Egg Council that, hey, there's a new way to do hard-boiled eggs. She said, the National Council now is saying, no, you hard-boil eggs. I'm going, oh, no, we've been trying so hard.
Yes, all this teaching we've done.
To say, this should be hard-cooked. Mm-hmm. So when we put this on the web today, we will have the directions for hard-boiling eggs. But when I visited with Katie, she said, well, really, what you end up doing is steaming them because you don't use nearly as much water. And Miss Nene, you went right home and tried this out.
I did. I experimented with it because I wanted hard-boiled.
Yeah, now it's hard-boiled, yeah.
Hard-boiled eggs. I love eating hard-boiled eggs. I might be the only one in my family, but I do enjoy it.
Well, and they're so convenient. I mean, you can boil up six of them if you want, have them in the fridge, and you pull them out when you want them.
Yes, very easy to do. Heat about a half inch to an inch of water and in a pan, small saucepan, and allow that water to come to a boil. Put the eggs right out of the refrigerator into that pan, and of course you want to use a tongs or some kind of holder so that your fingers don't touch that boiling water.
And it helps if you kind of slowly immerse them.
Oh, definitely.
Rather than just dropping them in because they could crack. They need to kind of adjust to the boiling water.
And that boiling water could come up and splatter and burn you as well. But replace the lid onto the pan and let those eggs keep boiling in that process with the boiling water. They are steaming those eggs for 12 minutes. This is for a large egg. If you use extra large eggs, then another minute would need to be allotted, so it'd be 13 minutes. As soon as that timer dings at 12 minutes, remove the lid and place them under cold running water to shock them so that cooking process stops. I always just keep replenishing that water.
Right, or pour a lot of ice cubes. Sometimes I just pull the ice cubes out, and so the water stays cold, because that will heat up very quickly if you don't keep...
It does.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then I put them in the refrigerator. Actually, I did peel one right away, and it was yummy and very easy to peel. Now, I bump the large part of the egg on a counter so that the shell cracks.
And that's where the air cell is, so that's why it cracks, and that's a good place to start peeling.
Okay, and I discovered that I had a very easy, clean way of peeling that really hot or warmish, let's say it's not hot now because it's been shocked, but that's that warmish feeling egg. And it was beautiful on the inside. There was no green ring, no smell of sulfur. It was this beautiful yellow as a hard-cooked egg should be. And I do really like this method of hard-boiling eggs, and probably will be my go-to method from now on.
Mm-hmm. Pretty speedy. Couple of comments. One, if you cook with a steamer, if people have a steamer, you know, that they put into a container, into a pot, that's a good way to put the eggs into the boiling water, and then... And they will be even more so steamed rather than boiled. And secondly, I'm thinking, you know, the timing you mentioned, it could depend on the size of the egg. Mm-hmm. But I'm thinking that it could also depend on the number of eggs. Some people want to cook two eggs. Some people want to cook six eggs,
That's correct.
Or maybe even more. And so if you think about putting a different number of cold eggs into that boiling water, it's going to take a little bit longer for that boiling to come back. I'm thinking it would take a little bit longer. And, you know, if you find that you don't exactly like the outcome, it might not be quite enough, or maybe it's a little too much. Mm-hmm. You know, think about how many eggs you're putting in there.
That's true.
But the instructions do specifically say that the timing they're using or recommending is with the eggs from the refrigerator.
I did discover that in peeling and eating that egg from yesterday, and I had one the next day as well, that right specifically in the inside of that yolk, it might not have been fully hard cooked. And I think that really lends credence to what you've just said, in that I cooked six eggs, or I boiled six eggs in this small saucepan, because six fit in there comfortably. And if had I only boiled two, more than likely that would have been cooked all the way to the middle.
The size of the pan might make a difference too, because you have, and you want the eggs in one level.
Yes.
You don't want them piled
yes.
up when
yes.
you're doing this.
Yes, with a little space between them too, so that the water can get around mm-hmm. each of them.
So maybe we're making this sound way more difficult, but it just you know it is a simple way. And one of the pluses, according to the people who have used this, is that they are easier to peel, and people just hate it when it's difficult to peel.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever method you use, still, bottom line is don't use those brand new fresh eggs.
Exactly, exactly.
Whatever method.
Exactly.
Week old or older would be
You
better.
Will have much better results by doing that. Come join us each and every week on Family Fun in the Kitchen with LaVon and Miss Nini, because we've already done over 100 programs and we're hoping to do at least that many more in the future, so that you can learn more about cooking and baking in the kitchen, and especially doing it with your children. Remember now, make some fun family memories in the kitchen.